When I first saw this guy, he was snatching a 32 kg kettlebell. And when I inquired, then I came to know he weighed hardly 63 kg. And he was snatching more than half of his body weight with such ease and poise. He's not just an iconic kettlebell athlete, but a phenomenal coach. He's an honored master of sport, a title only acquired by very few on this planet. He's 5 times world champion in kettlebell sports, and his organization, named IKSFA, is spreading kettlebell wisdom across the globe. Team Road to Revamp is blessed to meet Sir Sergey Rudnev, and we are proudly presenting his words through our podcast. So please welcome mighty Sergey Rudnev. Guys, dive deeper in his pearls of wisdom, and I'll see you on the other side. Sir, most welcome to Road to Revamp. This is the name of my podcast, and I'm really thankful to you. You are giving us so much time after being, you know, training people so hard from the morning. So, when I first saw you, like I was discussing, you were, you know, doing that long cycle, double 32 kg clean and jerks, and that 32 kg snatches. I wondered that how can someone possibly do that? So, would you please share the secret of this kind of strength?
If you want to increase the same results, you should start from the lightweight. As for me, I start from 16 kilos, long cycle to 16 kilos, and snatch 16 kilos, and then gradually increase the weight of kettlebells during 2 years, and then start training using 32 kilos, and I trained 4, maybe 5 times a week, between 2 and 3 hours every training sessions. And this is a result of my hard training for many, many years.
At which age you started training into kettlebells?
I start use the kettlebells in my general physical program from 13. When I was a schoolboy, when I was a kid, I was a wrestler. Mm-hmm. It was my first seriously sport. Practice wrestling, and I start use the kettlebell in my system of general physical preparedness, and I start compete with kettlebells from 22.
Okay, so it's not long back.
Yes. At first, I used the kettlebell for hard style press, clean, Turkish get up. And soft style, competition style of kettlebell is a sport I start use from 22.
Apart from kettlebells, you do a lot of things on Facebook. Like you do flips, you do some muscle up and flip burpees. How do you do so many different practices?
I was a gymnast when I was very, very young. From 8 up to 12 years old, I was a gymnast. Okay. And I have basic gymnastic coordination skills. And then I was a wrestler, and I still doing some gymnastic exercises. Mm-hmm. And then I was a military. Okay. At first, I was a student of special military school from 15 up to 17 years old. And then high military school from 17 up to 21. Then I was an officer of Russian army. My total duration army service was 25 years. Mm-hmm. And my last 14 years service in army service was I was a general physical training tutor in military university. And I have a lot of practice in different kind of sports, in martial arts, in running, swimming, running through the line of with obstacles, kettlebell lifting, and I have a lot of practice. My sport is my profession. And I like tricks. I like tricks, gymnastic tricks, and tricks using kettlebells. I like combine gymnastic exercise with kettlebell lifting exercises.
So apparently you do everything.
I try to do my best.
Okay, so let's get back to the kettlebell sport. Like we were talking about breathing. Breathing is very important while you are on the stage and you're lifting bells for 10 minutes or maybe the certain duration which is given. So would you please tell us the correct way of breathing while you are doing, while you are lifting on the platform?
Kettlebell breathing sport is a cyclical kind of sport, and breathing is very important element in all cyclical kind of sports, such as running, swimming, skiing, skiing, cycling, and so on. And kettlebell breathing sport is the same. The breathing, the best example from nature is the breathing of running dog.
Right.
The breathing during the cyclical exercises should be uninterrupted, not pauses between inhales and exhales. And breathing should be rhythmical. The rhythm of breathing should be same with the rhythm of your motion. And you need a lot of oxygen for your energy during the exercise. And right. 10 minutes, it's not short time. It's very, very long. Especially if you use professional weight of kettlebells, 32 kilos.
Right.
You need a lot of energy, you need a lot of oxygen.
When we reach to the final minutes of long cycle, like you are in 8th or 7th minute, it becomes too hard. And how do you actually maintain your heart rate and how do you maintain your composure at that moment?
I usually during the competition, during the 10-minute set, I never think about the time, about the reps. Usually I try to think about, focus my mental to my technique. To my technique, to breathing, to relaxation. I maybe start thinking about the result after the 7 minutes. First 7 minutes, I think only about my technique.
So, is there any specific relaxation exercise which you do apart from your kettlebell training?
I use a lot of static exercises, static fixation holding, static rig holding, static grip holding. It's very helpful for relaxation during the exercise, during the competition.
So, do you do any mental preparation? Like these days, athletes do work with psychiatrists and all, so they can handle those tough situations during the competition.
As for me, my mental preparation, I try to focus my attention for every training session. For example, if today I think about tomorrow's training session. Tomorrow, I will think about after tomorrow's training session, but not think about competition. I start think about competition during the warm-up before the competition.
So you don't let competition get in your head?
Yes.
And you will there and rock.
Yes, because if you will try to think about competition maybe 1 month, maybe 3 weeks, 2 weeks before the competition, and you will lose a lot of energy, because if you will think about competition, your blood pressure grow up, your heart rate grow up, and you will lose a lot of energy and nothing to do.
For the beginners, when they start kettlebell training, hand care is a big issue. And even in later stages, when they do snatch for long duration, hence, you know, the calluses, the ripped skin and all. Is there any way we can prevent it? Something which we can do to care for our hands?
For no
reason. Yes.
I understand. The usual mistake among beginners athletes, regrip like this, like hook, bend wrist joint, bend the wrist. And if you will do grip like this, like with bending, yes, your forearm muscles will be tight too fast, and you will have a lot of blisters, especially at the middle of the palm. You should focus your attention to the position of the regrip. Your all part of your arms, upper arm, forearm, wrist, and kettlebell should be in one line at the moment of the regrip.
Right. So in this way, you will be able to prevent overgrip and than the calluses.
Yes, if and the biggest mistake, if you will take the grip overhead and drop down with grip, you should lose the grip from the fixation, lose the grip, and just follow your wrist with kettlebell handle, and take the grip only about maybe 50 centimeters before the bottom point of the trajectory of swing.
I'll have to research more about it because I need to learn it before understanding all these things.
Yes, tomorrow I will explain more about this.
Kettlebell weights jump in like if there is a 4 kg bell, then there is 8 kg, then 6, 12 and 16. So it's not like barbell, so you can increase 1 kg or 2 kg. So how do you suggest one person should progress? Like if I'm doing with double 12 kg something, like long cycle. So when I should be ready to switch to 16, double 16? 8 kg increase suddenly.
As for jog and snatch, 20 reps. 20, if you increase 20 reps in jog, for example, with 212 kilos, you can try to take 216 kilos. And snatch, if you are able to do 20 reps for each side, you can take the next weight. And as for long cycle, 10 reps enough. If you are able for 10 reps, for example, with 16 kilos, you can try to take 20 kilos.
Okay, so 20 reps and 10 for long cycle.
Yes.
Okay, so I was just asking about, like, you're discussing hard style and GS. How to integrate both of these?
My main style is soft style kettlebelling sport, but I like hard style. I use exercises from hard style. My favorite exercise from hard style is Turkish get up, and I like combination snatch and Turkish get up. This is one of my favorite exercise for general physical preparedness. This is a lot of time, for example, 5 minutes for each side, snatch, Turkish get up, snatch, Turkish get up, snatch, Turkish, and so on. 5 minutes for right side, and then regrip, and the same for the left side. And it's very good variant for all muscle groups and for cardiovascular system. And I think hard style athletes can try soft style technique. I think it's very good for extra coordination skills and extra knowledge with about kettlebells.
I think, like, if someone give me a chance, I mean one exercise to choose, I'll always choose Turkish get up, because just one exercise we are following almost all the patterns, and it's very good for the shoulders. Sir, in the rack position, there is a loaded flexion or extension sometimes while you are holding the weight, especially in long cycle, you're holding the weight, double kettlebells in that position, and the lumbar spine is in either extension or either in flexion. So, do you think this position is harmful for lower back, or if yes, then how to fix these issues?
You should try to relax your upper body during the rack position, and for this you should try to put your elbows to iliac bones. If you can put your elbows to iliac bones, it's very good for your spine. Your spine will be your back muscles will be relaxed during the rack position, and you can use the rack position for the rest. But if you cannot put your elbows to iliac bones, it will be very difficult for you. I think if you have this problem, you should improve the flexibility of chest part of spine and flexibility of muscle groups between scapulas, rhomboid muscles.
This is my next question, actually. Like, I have smaller arms, so it's hard for me to take my elbows to my iliac crest. So
tomorrow I will show you a few exercises for improving your flexibility, for how you fix your requisition.
Can you please name a few? I'll try to come tomorrow.
For example, static Greek hold. Uh-huh. And yoga plow pose. static grip holding.
I'll try to get some videos from your YouTube channel. I have seen even you post your running data on Facebook. Like, how important running is for GS preparation?
Kettlebell sport is cyclical kind of sport, and the main physical quality for a good result, for high result in kettlebell sport is endurance. Mm-hmm. And all top class kettlebell sport athletes use some kinds of cyclical exercise for extra general physical preparedness. I like running. Somebody use swimming, skiing, cycling. It's not so important. No, not only running. For running, you should have only running sneakers and road. It's more easy for using running.
It's simple. It's easy to access.
Yes. Simple.
Yeah.
Simple. Or if you don't like running, you can do, for example, a squat, bodyweight squat. Okay. 100 squats similar with 1 kilometer running.
Okay.
500 squat similar with 5 kilometers running.
So I should do half marathon.
Yes, for example, my son, you will meet with my son tomorrow or maybe today. His personal best 3,000 bodyweight squat. Mm-hmm. The same with 30 kilometers running.
Wow. What are the most important bodyweight exercises which we can integrate with kettlebell lifting?
With kettlebell lifting? I think squats and deadlift. Yes, if weightlifting exercises, squat and deadlift.
Muscle-ups.
Muscle-ups. I like muscle-ups. It's one of my favorite exercises. But I do this for my general physical preparedness, not special for the kettlebell lifting sport.
Okay. So let's talk about nutrition. So how important, and is there any particular way do you follow nutrition, or there is a particular style of, there are different kind of diets, paleo or zone. Do you follow something like that?
As for me, I prefer nutrition supplement fact from Oriflame cosmetic company. I like vitamin complex wellness pack. This complex consists of vitamin mineral complex and omega-3 and antioxidant complex. And protein cocktail by Oriflame. It consists of three kinds of protein and a lot of very useful supplements, facts.
Do you recommend doing yoga after a rigorous kettlebell session, or if there are some important stretches, if you can name for us, so just after lifting, we can do that?
Yes, I think stretching is very important for kettlebell lifters. I saw before the main physical quality in kettlebell lifting sport is endurance, and the second one is special flexibility, because special flexibility is order your ability for the relaxation during the exercise, and especially if you want to increase the high result in kettlebell lifting sport, you should pay more attention to elbows, shoulders joints, hips joints, and the chest part of spine.
Like, kettlebell sport is a very complex learning method. it takes a lot of time to master the skill. So do you think teaching kettlebell sports style to laymen, to the person, general people who come to the gym, is an easy way to fix their issues? Or there are better ways to, you know, train them for their purposes?
For
general people, they come to the gym, they just want to lose fat, want to look good.
Yes, of course, I understand. Yes, it's a very good way for losing the weight. Especially, I like style under the name of kettle fit. It's using exercise with kettlebells, uninterrupted performance of exercise for different muscle groups. Tomorrow I will show you a few variants during the warm-up, before the main training, and during the last part, special general physical preparedness.
Where do you see Indian kettlebell lifters in the world arena, and how we can actually improve our condition and actually in not even equal, but at least somewhere around that world level we can reach? Is there any suggestion or ideas?
Kettlebell arena sport is very young in India. I think the main difference between Indian top-class athletes and top-class athletes from, for example, Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, usually top-class athletes in Russia start training from childhood, from 8 years old, from 12, from 14 years old, start compete from very young. In India, Indian athletes start from 25, 30 years old. I think if we will have a special kettlebell lifting school in India, and if kids will start training from the same age with Russia, and you will have the same result in future with Russian athletes.
Now, a weird question. What makes Russians physically so strong? And we just only, you know, we just blame our genetics and say, you know, they have better genetics, that's why they are better. What do you think is the main cause Russians and other Scandinavian country people are really strong, not just physically, but mentally too?
I think maybe this is genetic. For example, if we take India and Russia, Indian, Russian national sport, or maybe it's not sport, yoga, yes, is coordination and flexibility skills. Yes, and relaxation, mental, and all Russian national kind of sports, like, for example, samba and kettlebell lifting sport, all Russian national kind of sport usually for improving strength and endurance. I think this main reason. This is different of mental, national mental. Asian people have better ability for coordination and flexibility. And Russian is not national. It's, I think the north cold climate is better for development of strength.
What do you like most about India?
Indian food, curry.
What kind of food? What curry?
Chicken curry.
Oh my god! It's a funny question.
Yes, I understand. It's a funny question. I like Indian food, but I don't remember the name of every kind of food. I tried a lot of variants, but I remember only chicken curry.
What about the sweets?
Sweets. Yes, I like Indian sweets, but I don't remember the name of sweets.
You mostly come to Calcutta, maybe because you have association with Anwar sir. Why don't you explore other Indian cities? I mean, why don't you ever think about Delhi or Bangalore people? We also want to learn something.
Ah, No, I have a friend and a business partner in Calcutta. Uh-huh. If I will have a friend in Delhi, I will go to Delhi for for seminar and for teaching. Maybe next time.
Yes, yes. I'll talk to sir and we'll try to do something in Delhi too.
Yes, I will be happy if I will come to Delhi.
Yeah. One final message which you would like to give Indian lifters, Indian fitness trainers to get better in kettlebells in general?
I think kettlebell... I can tell it in Russian, Гиря вершина пирамида железного мира. I think I will try to tell it the same in English. The kettlebell is the top of the Iron Mountain. Uh-huh. Because, for example, if you lift barbell, you can drop barbell forward or back. If you lift dumbbell, you can drop dumbbell. For different side, maybe to the side, maybe forward, maybe back. And the kettlebell, if you lift kettlebell can drop to every side, and kettlebell can rotate.
Right.
And you should use more muscle groups for stabilize kettlebell or head. I think kettlebell is the top of Iron Mountain.
Thanks a lot, sir, for giving us your time and valuable suggestions.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your invitation to interview. It was a big honor for me.
Thanks a lot, sir.
This was Kettlebell Maestro Sir Sergey Rudnev straight out of Russia. Stay tuned as we have a lot more episodes lined up for you. Subscribe for more such amazing conversations with amazing personas. Like and share us on Facebook and show some love in comments. Don't forget to check out our website, that is www.roadtorevamp.com. My name is Sagar Gupta and you are listening to Road to Revamp.